Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week we are talking about the amazing power of God's grace, and in particular, yesterday and today, how it relates to shame. And there are, I think, things we need to know about a biblical understanding of what shame is, what God's grace is, and how you can have power over shame in your life. Now, what I talked about yesterday is that there are two kinds of shame. One is shame over our moral actions. When we do wrong, we feel shame. And that is actually a good thing. That is part of God's grace to us. In other words, if we didn't have any kind of bad feeling when we do something wrong, we would lose control. We would not have the motivation we need to fix sin in our life, to grow spiritually, to look to God for help. A sociopath is someone who doesn't have any kind of bad feeling when they do wrong. And that is a terrible condition to live in. So it's God's grace that has equipped us with emotions, with a conscience, and it gets our attention when we feel bad, when we sin, and that's a good thing. But then there's another kind of shame, and this is the shame that sort of triggers that same kind of emotional feeling that we're designed to have to sin, but it's for other things. It's because we find disapproval, or we don't meet the standards of someone that we want to meet the standards of, often a parent or a spouse. You know, we don't measure up to what our parents want us to accomplish in our life, and so we feel a sense of shame, or our looks, our appearance doesn't measure up to what our spouse wants or expects, and so that triggers that same kind of emotional response that God designed for our good, but now it's causing us harm. And God's grace equips us with shame over wrongdoing. It also equips us with the ability to overcome shame when we don't need to have it. And what the Bible talks about, and I'm going to talk tomorrow about how God's grace helps us overcome some of the harmful effects of good shame. I think that's important just for me to state. I'm not saying shame is a good thing when you sin and that's all there is to it. No, God's grace equips us to even handle the difficulties that come from that good shame. But God's grace certainly equips us to deal a decisive blow to the bad kind of shame. So let me first explain why is this kind of shame that we feel when we don't measure up to the expectations of others, why is that bad? Well, it's because of a very biblical concept of who God is and who we are. God is our creator. God is love, 1 John says. God designed us and created us, not just generally, but particularly. In other words, Jesus says that God knows even the number of hairs on your head. And Psalm 139 gives a beautiful description of how God has known us even from the womb. He lovingly crafted us, formed us, shaped us. And so you as a human being are made in the image of God. You have been carefully and specifically designed by God. He has a calling, a purpose for your life, and He is love. He cares about you. He knows about your pain. He has good intentions and plans for you. And so God is someone whom we should look to for approval. And again, when we break God's moral laws, when we do wrong, we fail to meet His approval, and that's where we feel rightful kind of shame. And fortunately, God's grace helps us deal with that. God's grace is what provides Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that we can have forgiveness, so that we can find approval from God, not because we earn it or figure out how to deserve it by our own righteous living, that somehow we can earn God's approval, but God just freely gives it to us in Christ Jesus. I'll talk about that more tomorrow. But what about when we don't meet the approval of others? Well, we can't let others get in the position of God. God is the one whom we seek approval from. This is why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, according to Proverbs. In other words, the fear of the Lord throughout the Bible is talking about making God's evaluation of us what matters more than anything else to us. And I believe that when you feel shame because you do not find approval from parents, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, the people at your church, the people in your extended family, the people in your workplace, you don't meet their approval. They make fun of you for your weight, or they make fun of you because of the way you talk, or they make fun of you because the kind of clothes you wear, and you feel shame over that. What you're doing is you're allowing their approval or disapproval to matter to some extent more than it should, because you, if you have put your faith in Christ and are forgiven, you meet God's approval. And that's all that should really matter to you is, hey, I am created by God. God sent Jesus Christ to die for me. God loves me. God approves of me. And he designed me with my personality, with the way I am. And so I'm satisfied in that. I don't need the approval of others. Now, there are some, of course, extremes you can go to, because right away, that doesn't mean that you can, just throw hygiene to the wayside and say, if I smell at work and people make fun of me because I smell, that's their problem, because God approves of me, so I'm fine. Well, that would be an example of kind of getting into the sinful area, where, you want to love others as yourself. So, yes, you want to smell good or do what you can, at least. If it's something you can't control, that's one thing. But as far as it concerns you, you want to be respectful of those around you. That's part of the moral command to love others. So we could think of some extreme scenarios where you might call what I'm saying into question. But the big picture I'm focusing on is, where do you go to find your approval? Do you find that God's approval does not satisfy you, and you need the approval of parents and coworkers and boyfriends and spouses, in order to feel like you don't have to have shame? Okay, then that's a problem, and it's a problem you can find a solution to. The solution is in the grace of God. This is why I'm going to keep coming back to the power of God's grace. If you find that you're in that situation and you say, I am not valuing God's approval enough. I am letting the approval of others get in my head and make me feel shame when I shouldn't. And I need to run to God. Okay, what's the solution? Well, I need to go back to thinking about who God is and who I am, how he has created me, what he has done, how he loves me. I see that most beautifully displayed in the cross. This is the greatest picture of God's grace, that God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for your sins so that you could be approved by him, so that you could meet his standards as a free gift he gives you. And if God has done that for you, then clearly he approves you, and clearly his love is what is going to matter more than anything else, because no one else on earth is even capable of loving you with that kind of love that God has for you. And so you need to meditate on that. You need to focus on that. Psalm 139 is a great place in the Bible to go. Other than thinking about the cross, the next thing I would say is Psalm 139. Read that psalm every morning. If this kind of shame is an issue for you, I would read that psalm every day for a couple weeks. Pray it, meditate on it, believe it, and it will help you. So Psalm 139, I only have time to read a little bit of it, but it says things like, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. And indeed, they should be precious to us. I'll pick up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.